Well, first off, they can make a donation straight to the city for a fund that we have set aside directly for fireworks. And I'd like to go on record with a challenge to any organization in the community. The goal that we have is to reach 25,000. The city has budgeted 15,000 for that. Keep in mind, last year the fireworks only cost 10,000. So it's a bigger display and everything's a lot more expensive this year. The police department, men and women of the police department, kicked in $1,000 of the money to be first in the fundraiser. And I know a number of the aldermen jumped on and have donated money. And we'd like to see everybody do that. I think it's a very manageable goal. We need somewhere in the range of $8,500 now to meet our goal. And it's going to be at least a half an hour long of good continuous fireworks. It's probably going to be one of the better displays we've had in recent years. We wanted to have something that would be of benefit to the whole community, that everybody'd be able to see, that would draw people out to the fairgrounds and out to that end of town to watch on the 4th of July.
So if somebody wants to contribute, they can just reach you at City Hall. That's the easiest way to do it. And I think there's different sponsorship levels too, right?
There are. There's. They can go right on our website, and there's a whole list of different sponsorship levels, and they can contact City Hall or myself at any time, and we'll direct them to it and help them with it. They can come in. They can call on the phone. They can get on the website and look up the information. It's readily available.